you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh, you say someday when we're older, we'll be shining like we're gold, yeah, won't we? Won't we? Yeah, someday when we're older, I'll be yours and you'll be mine, babe, happy.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Would love to hear from you this morning. 850-437-1620. You can text or you can call. We're going to get into some environmental discussions this morning, and I'm super excited. Every other week, Santa Rosa County gets to give us an update and share a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes or in the community, or whether it's an environmental effort on the community's behalf and on the county's behalf. And so joining me right now, we have Emerson Cheney from, you're in fact from the Estuary Program in Pensacola and Perdido Bays. And then I have Shelley Alexander from the Santa Rosa Environmental Department. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you.
I'm super excited because I love having discussions about how to help our planet, how to help improve, whether it's reducing waste and what goes into our landfills, or whether it's protecting our wildlife and our waters from any kind of litter, waste, overflow. And so I want to hop right in. I know we're going to talk about something that our community can get involved in coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll get more into that. But first, I want to go ahead and start with this. It's almost like a collaborative effort. And we talked a little bit before we came on air, Shelley, about how it's not a political thing. We are separated by, you know, the political boundaries within the counties, but it's an overall effort because our waterways spill into each other to conserve. So I want to go ahead and kick it off with you, Shelley, to just share what really is the overall goal within the program in Santa Rosa County.
Yes, well, the Environmental Department in Santa Rosa County was started in 2019
okay.
to emphasize on environmental resource management and regulatory guidelines that we have to follow in doing and conducting county business.
Okay.
And as part of that, Environmental Department has been collaborating with the Pensacola-Perdido Bay Estuary Program that was established in 2018 to collaborate on restoration and management plans for conserving our coastal, shared coastal shoreline that encompasses, you know, 500 square miles of shoreline shared between Escambia, Santa Rosa County, and Baldwin County. And so our efforts are to help with Santa Rosa County's contributing partnership with the Estuary Program. And recently, we are collaborating with the Estuary Program to assess the trash that is getting into our watershed through rain events and stormwater. And part of that program that we're working on is the estuary grant we received recently from the Estuary Program's community mini grant program to label our watersheds and the drainage stormwater outfalls within the watershed, so that when people are living and working within our landscape of Santa Rosa County, they will see these watershed signs, 42 of them, and that includes Pond Creek, which we are working with the Estuary Program to assess how much trash is going into Pond Creek.
Okay, so I want to interrupt you real quick and just talk about that, because you mentioned that, you know, rain and storm water kind of brings the debris and the litter into our waterways. Is it through human error? Is it a lack of just, you know, having filtration? Or, I mean, because even you see that there's overflows from our water systems because of also a lack of education of knowing where to put your trash, whether it's your yard trash or your debris that needs to be picked up from a site. You know what I mean? So is it just an overall lack of education? And this is another thing that we're going to focus on to keep those waters clear?
Well, of course, we're trying to attempt to address in this particular project is daily littering that people do from just everyday driving. Mm-hmm. It's along our roadways and our right. parking lots where all of this trash kind of goes into these drainage ditches and inlets.
Yeah.
You'll see the curbs. And people just, you know, maybe they'll think about, oh, look at those masks that are in that ditch right there or right. trash. And all of that accumulates and then gets into the creeks and bays and bayous that flow through our cities and towns. And, you know, obviously, you know, we have the residential trash that we use and take care of through our trash pickup, but the daily littering from people, individuals, that's what we're trying to educate so that they actually see that the trash is getting into the waterways, and how can we keep from doing that? And it's
okay.
The littering seems to be a really big problem. It blows out of people's cars or backs
yeah.
of their trucks or even the you know, regular, just everyday. You'll see, you know, the type of plastic straws. The plastics is the big problem, which is a big, big problem in our and marine environment
right.
and aquatic environment because of the microplastics, and they break down.
Wow.
So that's what we're trying to address in this particular project with the estuary program today.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so I'm going to hop over, and that's Shelley Alexander from Santa Rosa County's Environmental Department. I'm going to hop over to Emerson Cheney. You were with the Pensacola and Perdido Bays Estuary Program, which we're talking a lot about today. And again, I mentioned coming up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we're going to talk about an upcoming cleanup happening. And so I want to get to that. But first, Emerson, I want to welcome you into the conversation and just have you, from your standpoint and your position and what you're trying to do through the estuary program, discuss further how you're going to move forward in this effort.
Sure. So I guess I'll start off just by saying, you know, as Shelley was kind of indicating previously, you know, one of the big problems that we're facing, and, you know, this isn't just locally. I mean, single-use plastics is a major problem. You know, happening all over the world. And, you know, we come to find that something like 8 million tons of trash leak into our waterways every year.
Wow.
You know, that number is growing. So what the estuary program is trying to do through this Trash Free Waters project is reduce the impact that we have, because, you know, what we see is a lot of this litter and a lot of this trash that ends up in our oceans actually comes from inland sources. So our approach is going farther inland and identifying creeks in areas where, you know, there's been rapid development over the last you know, decade or so, and trying to get into those communities and, you know, talk about the impact of things like single-use plastics and littering, and then try to reduce the actual amount of that litter actually making it into our bayous and then ultimately our bays in the ocean. So one of the big components of the project is installing litter booms, which essentially act as accumulation points for floating trash. And in doing that, by essentially capturing those floating trash items, we'll be reducing overall impact But then we're also trying to look at where that trash is actually coming from so that we can develop plans to, you know, reduce and mitigate trash at the source. So if we, you know, identify that we're seeing certain types of trash, you know, and we see, you know, there's a parking lot that's right here, maybe, you know, this trash is being, you know, thrown on the ground in the parking lot and it's washing in.
Okay.
Right. So then we can take a look at those trends and develop plans to address that.
So you're not just focusing on, okay, let's get some trash out. Let's get some trash out. You're trying to get to the root of the problem.
Right.
Okay. Hey, I want to talk a little bit more about this. And again, coming up, we're going to discuss something happening in Milton where you can get involved. The community can get involved. And of course, we really want the community involved. That's how we make a change in our world and in our daily lives. Like, how are we contributing to the problem and how can we contribute to the solution? So don't go anywhere. Every other Wednesday, we have Santa Rosa County give us an update. And so I want to discuss more about the estuary program and really about, yeah, keeping our water clear because it's going to keep our earth cleaner and greener, and that's what we want. Hop into the conversation, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. Rated number one for reliability in the under 100 horsepower category, they're designed for easy operation and feature performance match detachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years.
On a daily basis, the professionals at Mainstay Financial Services hear, I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, and passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road to financial security so that your money will be around for you and your children and their children. Visit them today at MainstayPensacola.com or call 850-437-3127.
It's the huge Labor Day sale all month long at Carroll's Furniture Store. This massive inventory sale is on all furniture that's in stock. Take it home today or get delivery as early as tomorrow with a $50 discount on delivery fee. Bedrooms, dining rooms, limited living room suites ready to take home now. Lamps, rugs, mirrors, and many more accessories as well. Pricing close to wholesale. Labor Day sale all month long at Carroll's Furniture Store. 2001 North T Street or call 850-433-2740.
In your car. Online on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, 850-437-1620. We all care about our planet for the most part. I think collectively, I'd like to believe that our overall community cares about having a clean community, have clean water, and having a beautiful land to see. I mean, we live in one of the most beautiful areas that I've ever been in. And every other week we get an update with Santa Rosa County, and we get to discuss different topics that we need to go over. And so this week, Emerson Cheney has been discussing about just explaining a little bit more about the estuary program. And Shelley Alexander from Santa Rosa County with the Environmental Department is here as well. And you've got to remind me, what did you call that, like, filtration system, Emerson?
Yeah, so those are called litter booms.
I love it.
They're essentially just floating devices that are attached at either side of the creeks that we're focusing on through this Trash Free Waters project. And they are essentially acting as accumulation points, intercepting floating trash before it goes out into our bayous and into our bays and out into the ocean, so that we can go in and remove that trash and assess it and determine what is its source, and then come up with solutions to mitigate that impact in the future.
Okay, so this is a proactive way to tackle the litter issue. It really is. It's a littering issue. And so I want to talk to you about this upcoming project over the next couple of moments. You have the Pond Creek in Milton. You're doing a cleanup coming up. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the estuary program, in partnership with Santa Rosa County and the Sea Grant Extension over in Santa Rosa County, we'll be hosting a cleanup at Mayo Park, just off of US 90. We're trying to get volunteers to come out and participate, learn a little bit more about trash-free waters and about the estuary program in Santa Rosa County. We're going to be focusing our efforts on the park area, but also in the creek, so that we can create a baseline for future litter assessments. So the ultimate goal is to go in and remove as much debris as possible, so that when we actually install that litter boom on Pond Creek, we have a good idea that all of the stuff that we're seeing in the creek is new, and that gives us a better idea of what we can do presently to reduce impact for the future.
So is the Pond Creek generally a problem spot then?
So our sense was it's not necessarily a problem, but it's not, as we've seen in Santa Rosa County for some time, I mean, it's growing every day.
Okay,
and,
right.
Development and the development of impervious services and things like that always kind of exacerbate the runoff issue, which, is a major contributor of the litter issue. So whereas we don't necessarily see a huge problem now, from what we've seen scouting at the creek in the past, we want to be proactive, like you said, and, make sure that, maybe we don't see a ton of trash in that waterway now, but when there is trash, we want to make sure that we can, be proactive about it.
So. Excellent. I love this idea. A litter boom. It sounds so funny. I feel like it sounds a little bit like a cat litter box. And I love that. A litter boom. We're going to get you litter. Okay. So how can people get involved? Do you have like a Facebook page, or can people come out and help? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. So our cleanup is going to be on Saturday, October 9th at 9 a.m. At Mayo Park in Milton. We are asking that anybody who's interested in participating or interested in learning a little bit more, come out and participate. You can get more information by visiting our website, at ppbp.org. I would also encourage anybody who's interested in the program to give us a follow on our social media. We are really excited about doing these projects and getting to a place where we're actually implementing some of the visions, that we've been developing over the past couple of years. So, there's only exciting things to come. So
It's so awesome. Hey, we got to take another quick break before we wrap up here, but I want to give that information again for the Pond Creek and Milton cleanup that's coming up on October 9th, you mentioned, right?
Yep,
okay.
That's right.
So stick around. We're going to give that information here for you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
It's that time of year again. First City Arts Center's 15th annual Pumpkin Patch will be at Wahoo Stadium Saturday, October 9th. This is their largest annual fundraiser, featuring 7,000 glass and ceramic pumpkins made by local artists. Pumpkin prices begin at $20 and come in a wide variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. And your purchases will directly support local artists and First City Arts Center. Visit firstcityart.org for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Every girl wants a ring from Beret because we have the best selection, the best quality. We have something here for everyone at every price point.
We really take a lot of pride in what we have in our store. Our bridal is like nobody else's on the Gulf Coast, I can promise you that. We have an amazing collection of engagement rings, and we have a staff that is so excited to help people celebrate that special engagement. We can't wait to see you at Beret Jewelers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. It's News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Happy Wednesday to you. Hey, we've been talking some good stuff happening throughout Northwest Florida. Emerson Cheney has joined us from the Pensacola and Perdido Bay Estuary Program. You can find them on Facebook. You just look up Pensacola and Perdido Bay Estuary Program, as well as Shelley Alexander from Santa Rosa County's Environmental Department. They're teaming up for a cleanup at Pond Creek in Milton on October 9th. We're going to podcast all this information. But again, where's the, share that website one more time. It's a bunch of letters that I'll put it on the podcast, but tell us again, Emerson.
Sure. So people interested in looking us up online can go to ppbep.org.
Okay, excellent. And anybody can come out and help y'all out. Do they need to bring any supplies, gloves, anything? You guys supply all that?
Nope, we got it covered. Just come out and, yeah, be excited to help.
Yes, we want to see cleaner waters. Thank you for bringing all this information, too. I want to keep our area beautiful and be proactive in that process. So I appreciate y'all and what you do through the estuary program, through the environmental program in Santa Rosa County. Shelley, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. And of course, don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up for you here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Wellness Wednesday.